USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has joined a crowded field of Democrats who are seeking the presidential nomination. She spoke in Minneapolis.
Our nation must be governed not from chaos, but from opportunity. Not by wallowing over what's wrong, but by marching inexorably toward what's right.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says he's not resigning despite numerous calls for him to do so. He's facing heat after a racist photo appeared in his 1984 med school yearbook. Northam spoke with CBS This Morning co-host Gayle King.
I'm a leader. I've been in some very difficult situations, life and death situations, taking care of sick children. And right now,
you're a doctor, yeah.
Right now, Virginia needs someone that can heal. There's no better person to do that than a doctor.
A winter storm is hammering the Northwest. KIRO reporter Janet Ryan.
The National Weather Service has provided an updated snow forecast for the Pacific Northwest region. More snow coming tonight and into the overnight, bringing 1 to 3 inches. However, the storm after that, coming Monday midday through Tuesday, could be even worse due to the arrival of warmer air from the coast. For the Monday-Tuesday snow, another 4 to 12 inches, depending on location.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Even more storms in the Pacific. Hawaii is bracing for a major storm that is rapidly moving toward the Hawaiian Islands. John Clemens has more on the story.
The Pacific storm was last located 170 miles north of Hawaii as it intensifies over the ocean. It'll bring high winds that could cause some damage to coastal property and to the infrastructure of the state. David Roth at the Weather Prediction Center tells us the storm will generate high waves.
The current analysis from the Ocean Prediction Center had seas of 30 to 40 feet, but there have been indirect measurements by satellite of locally seas greater than 40 feet.
I'm John Clemens.
U.S.-backed forces are starting an attack against the last Islamic State stronghold in Syria. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
What they're hoping will be a final attack began Saturday after more than 20,000 civilians were evacuated from that area in the eastern part of the country near the Iraqi border. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces says that area should be captured by the end of the month, though cautioned ISIS could still pose security threats into the future. The terror group also still has some territory in parts of Syria that are still under the control of the Russian-backed Syrian government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.